With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Two temporary lifelines for unemployed people are ending. The extra $600 weekly unemployment payments from the federal government are expiring, and the state will no longer let people stay on unemployment without looking for work after August 1st. Dawn Dovray is with the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation. She says the department is warning people about the changes.
We've tried to be pretty strategic in our messaging that this is meant to be temporary in nature as a bridge to get through the pandemic to the return to normal. And so I hope it's not a surprise.
Congress is debating whether to renew the extra $600 payments. If they don't, payments will return to regular amounts. In South Dakota, that's typically half a person's weekly wage, up to a cap of $428 per week. South Dakota's unemployment rate soared from 3% in March to 11% in April. It's since dropped to 7%. As South Dakota looks to use $1.25 billion in federal coronavirus relief funds, one of the largest expenditures has been for law enforcement. The money sent by Congress as part of a $2.2 trillion stimulus was a major windfall for South Dakota. But the funds had to be used in addressing the pandemic, and unused money must be returned at the end of the year. Governor Kristi Noem's administration found that they could use the money to pay salaries for law enforcement officers. That decision has drawn questions from legislators on a committee auditing the budget. An eastern South Dakota resident is the state's first human case of West Nile virus this season. The case is in McCook County, which lies between Mitchell and Sioux Falls. In a press release, state epidemiologist Josh Clayton says South Dakota has had a disproportionately high number of West Nile virus cases compared to other states. South Dakota's first human case of West Nile was reported in 2001, and since then, more than 2,600 people have contracted the virus. Dr. Clayton says people should limit time outdoors between dusk and dawn, wear mosquito repellent, and remove standing water where mosquitoes might breed. The pheasant hunting season is a few months away, and the Game, Fish, and Parks Department is proposing big changes for the upcoming season. This comes as the department is trying to provide more accessibility for hunters. In a meeting on July 17th, the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission discussed three major proposals for the upcoming pheasant hunting season. One change sets a constant shooting time, another extends the season by another month, and the third change increases the daily bag count for pheasants. Travis Runia is the senior upland game biologist for Game, Fish, and Parks. He says members from the tourism department worked with GF&P to develop the proposals late last year.
These are pretty significant changes, and they're really looking at ways to increase opportunity. We have really seen participation in pheasant hunting, especially over the last decade, slowly decline. So this is an effort to maybe reinvigorate interest in pheasant hunting and try to provide some additional opportunities for our hunters.
Runia says the last time major changes to the hunting season were made were more than 10 years ago. He says the commission takes public consideration into account for future changes.
You know, one comment we do get from the public and hunters when we're starting to look at changing regulations on pheasants is kind of the concern for the future population. And one thing to keep in mind with our pheasant hunting season, it is a rooster-only season, so we're only shooting male pheasants. So most of these tweaks that we're making, or all of these tweaks that are proposed, are not expected to have any substantial impact to the future population.
According to a GF&P report, the proportion of roosters to hens in the post-hunt flock has increased over the past 20 years. The Game, Fish, and Parks Department is still accepting comments from the public. The commission is expected to finalize the proposals at the beginning of September.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.